Welcome to Beards, Biceps, Beliefs, and Sometimes Bourbon, where you will hear all about how to remove the roadblocks in your life so you can achieve the success you want in your career, business, fitness, and relationships. And also, my favorite bourbon tastings.
Biceps, beliefs. No bourbon today, but maybe next time. I want to talk today about choosing the path of our health and fitness. I spoke to a couple people lately, and there's just some crazy things that people think sometimes that messes them up and slows down their progress, or they get no progress at all. Okay, so you choose. We choose the path to go on, or who we follow, or what we listen to. One person is slowly working on his fitness. We did a check-in today. He gained 2 pounds of muscle, lost a pound of percentage of body fat. That's great. Again, we'll check in 90 days. Could it be faster? Yes. But he's not an all-in or all-out. He has kids and stress and wife and a job and owns his own business and all of those things, right? So being consistent and maintaining that process is really, really good for him. He can manage it, he can sustain it, and he's gonna have long results, better results for a long time, okay? So he told me about a friend of his that was like way overweight. He all of a sudden got into being healthy, but he went to the far extreme and lost all this weight, stopped eating everything that's bad, like just went all in, all right? Got up in the morning at 3:30 and rode a 5K, worked out later and went for a run at night. Then he joined a gym and was still doing those things. Eventually he crashed and burned because he's just doing way too much. And now he's gained the 70 pounds back that he lost because it wasn't sustainable. We need to work out, we need to exercise, we need to walk, we need to eat properly, do all of the things, but not to an extreme or detriment to your own health and fitness, which you're trying to improve, okay? You can't sustain that. We talk about like bodybuilders who do shows and competitions. They maintain really good fitness, but to get to look like that, they go to extreme at the end, and that's not good, right? That's when they bounce back after that and come back to their normal, which is a really, really good routine, but not to the extreme. Whenever we go to the extreme, you can't sustain it for long, all right? Your body just cannot handle it. Another choice that people make is like I'm working out and I'm doing this, and then life kicks them sideways and they quit. All of a sudden I see them in a couple years again. I'm like, hey, congrats, welcome back. Like, what's going on? And we talk and they're good for 6 months or a year, and then again, life kicks them and they're gone and come back. We just had someone that if they had stayed here and were consistent, it's probably been the fourth time he's come back in 7 years. So I told him two things. One, I'm gonna give you shit, but I'm also gonna tell you good job, okay? One, stick with it, right? Even if it drops down to one time a week or you're still maintaining some of your nutrition habits, keep with it, all right? Even if it's not as good as you want it to be or what it used to be, stay with it. It's a lot easier to come back. It's a lot easier to get that momentum going again. When you stop completely, it's really, really hard. It's a lot of work up here mentally in order to get yourself back to a position and humble yourself, like, okay, I'm gonna go back and start doing these things, because you're nowhere near where you used to be, and it's really hard on you to do that physically and especially mentally. Okay, so the second part was, I'm like, hey, great job in coming back again and realizing this is what you need, the support, the help that our gym gives you, the fun that you have while you work out. Because sometimes working out is not fun, right? It's hard. It's really hard. But when you can continue to work out and have fun and do those things, you do so much better in life with everything else. All right. So choose your path. Those are two different paths that, yes, it works, but could it work better, right? We've all been on that. Everybody in fitness has gone up and down and around a circle, back sideways, you name it. Everybody's gone through it, myself included. I was working out today. I haven't been working out a lot, and I used to be amazing at push-ups. I'm like, come on, bring it. I'll do push-ups all day. I can only do 5. It was very humbling, and I was yelling at myself, kicking myself, like being hard on myself. I'm like, I said, stop doing that. Just do 5, come back, do 5 more, come back, do 5 more. So I ended up doing like 20 push-ups, which should take me like 12 seconds. It took me 5 minutes or 6 minutes or whatever it was, but it's humbling. So I understand where you're coming from when it's hard to come back and join fitness where you used to be there and you're not, or you think you have to get in shape before you come back. It's not. You're not gonna do it, I guarantee it. You need to be around like-minded people who promote and help you do it. Because a lot of times where you live, your family, friends aren't like that, even though you want to be, okay? So just the goal of choose to be consistent is the biggest thing I can recommend. Even if you fall off a little bit, just stay consistent and stay on it. All right, hope that helps. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, share with a friend. If there's anything I could do to help, please reach out. We will see you on the next episode of Beards, Biceps, Beliefs, and Sometimes Bourbon.